This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Mason Holland. He is the CEO of Eclipse Aerospace. And there was some big news with the Eclipse last week in that it got its production certificate from the FAA for the new Eclipse 550. But there was a little bit of controversy there, Mason, in which one of the, I believe it was a CFO of United Technologies, said something sort of provocative during an analyst's conference call that may have been misunderstood by some people. Can you explain what happened and let us know what your relationship is with UTC's subsidiary, Sikorsky?
Yeah, well, I'll start off with our relationship. I mean, our relationship with Sikorsky is fantastic. They've been very supportive. They're a key and significant investor in Eclipse Aerospace, and together with their deep knowledge in supply chain and manufacturing processes, coupled with the technology and the new advancements that Eclipse Aerospace has, we're bringing a great plane to market together, and we can't wait to get it into production. So we're excited with our relationship with Sikorsky. I think they're equally as excited as we are. And in fact, I know that to be true. There was a statement made on the earnings call last week with UTC that I think got a little out of context. UTC, obviously the parent company of Sikorsky, and they also are supportive in what Sikorsky does. We continue to see investment for our agreement with Sikorsky to march on to production. So again, it's all systems go.
Okay, well, the statement was that that UTC would invest no more money in Eclipse. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, actually, it was a two-part statement. I think one was that UTC made a statement that they wouldn't invest any more money in Eclipse, and secondly, that UTC wasn't in the very light jet business. And both of those statements are true. We don't take investment through UTC directly, and obviously UTC is not in the business of BLJ jets. Eclipse is. Sikorsky has a significant position. I think the context was that UTC is watching all of its investments right now in their different and adjacent markets due to their Goodrich deal. And I think that was the point that the CFO was making there. I can't speak for him, but I'm pretty sure that's exactly the position there. Sikorsky continues to invest and make significant improvements with us for production. I'm sure they're going to continue with their commitments to us for the future. But right now, the fact is we haven't asked for any more money from UTC or Sikorsky. We do have a funded plan for production, and when and if the time comes that we do need more money, we'll ask for it. And if depending on what the business case is, they'll make a decision at that time, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, Sikorsky is with you hand in glove in the restart of production. You're going to be using one of their plants in Poland for much of the work, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we're working on an agreement right now that's getting close to finishing up with a facility in Poland that's wholly owned by Sikorsky called PVL. And they'll make a major point in producing our wings, our empennages, and the fuselage for the aircraft. And Russ, I think the last podcast I did with you was at NBAA when Jeff Pino and I both talked about the PVL relationship and how we were marching on with that, and that's still on go.
When are we going to see a sales-ready Eclipse 550?
You're going to see deliveries of 550 in 2013, just as I said before. So I can't give you an exact month yet, but I can tell you the year's 2013, and deliveries are going to start coming off the line, and we're getting, and in fact, we've actually sold all of our positions that we plan to deliver in 2013, and we're selling our book into 2014.
What's your backlog?
I don't make any number commitments. I never have. But right now I'm about half sold out into 2014. And we're We'll plan to build between 50 and 100 planes per year as our production build, and everybody can do the calculations from there.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we could clear this up a little bit, Mason. Always a pleasure to talk with you. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.